Are we consuming too much sugar? The answer may surprise you. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, given the obesity epidemic in this country, most automatically assume that we are eating too much sugar. But peer-reviewed science says otherwise. A recent analysis of Polish science took a look at 25 studies where other caloric nutrients have been replaced by sucrose, or sugar, in the diet of healthy adults. The results of this critical analysis show the evidence fails to support the popular advice to limit sugar. The review focused on the changes in blood lipids, blood glucose, and blood insulin in studies where sugar varied from 0% to 80% of the participants' diet. When all was said and done, the authors revealed one major takeaway. When sugar is substituted for starch-based foods up to at least 25% of total caloric intake, there are no obvious adverse effects on cardiovascular risk factors. Because there were too few published studies, the authors were unable to reach any conclusions about dietary fat being replaced with sucrose. And here's the really good and potentially surprising news. We don't come anywhere close to consuming that much sugar anyway. Since on average, consumption of beet and cane sugar in the United States is at 7% of total caloric intake, much lower than the 25% tested in these analyzed studies. In fact, sugar consumption has decreased by about 35% in the United States since the 1970s, just as the prevalence of obesity was increasing. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.